people will find you down. Show you what's up in life. Say no matter me, say none of them girl, cause your future bright. Many people will find you down. Show you what's up in life. Say no matter me, say none of them girl, cause your future bright. Love up for them because you don't have the land. Love up for them, you have a big car already. Love up for them, you have a big.
You are listening to see, I can see it. CKUD in Montreal.
Yo, what up? This is Leah McFly, Montreal's dancer. You're tuning in with The Morning Detour with Reezy and Soul-K. Okay, KK.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
My mind is made up. You gotta clap your hands. I just can't take this.
Way up. Oh, that's so. It's Good Friday. Musical director Brenda Phillips, Pastor Weezy Moon Chaser.
Check it out.
My mind is made up.
Yeah. Yes, I want to speak to the congregation this morning. It's Easter weekend. It's Good Friday. Pastor Thomas presiding over the congregation, the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. I want to speak to my city this Friday. I want to bring some soul. It's Good Friday. Let's start off with Brother Kirk Franklin. Faith in God. With him all things is possible.
Melodies from heaven. Rain down on me. Rain down on me. Take me in your arms and hold me.
Don't be shy, y'all. You can clap in your car. Wherever you are right now. It's Good Friday. Feel the blessings.
Fill me with your precious holy ghost.
This morning we have Sister Gabriel. We got Sister Kay. We got First Lady Tracy. We got musical director Brother Philip.
Hey, how are you?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm turning pages, glory to glory, and from faith to faith, I'm moving on, I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting older, so I'll keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Hey, I'm moving. Hey, 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 hey. I know my rear view can't compare to what God will do with my life. And I am forgetting what's behind me. I am finally decided I'll be moving.
Told me, she told me well.
Forget your failures. Woo. And forgive yourself. I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
Hey,
I'm moving on.
Hey,
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 hey.
I know my rear view
can't compare to what God will. And I am forgetting watching all what's inside me.
Christ ahead and I'm just in this body. Never would the love be spotted. I pride myself on bringing light to your parties. Holy Ghost, you rectify the mind, I'm naughty. Without you, it's powder, I'm a dry land. Without your power, I'm a nightmare. Nothing but trouble, saying bye, man. Can't have two minds on a diamond. My brother called me, I could call me. Told me we moving, I'm in God's name.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Brother Crawford. Good morning. Good morning, sir. Yes, fine. Sister Delarisa seat. Yeah, right here in the front is right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the congregation for another beautiful Good Friday. Easter weekend is upon us. With him, all things is possible. Now, for those that are new to us, we are the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. I'm your pastor, Pastor Thomas. Now, this Friday, as I come to you from University Hill, I know some of you is weary. I know some of you is in pain. So this morning leads me to think about Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. And many of us are dealing with pain, and all of us is crushed. But this Friday, the Morning Detour will deliver you. A congregation, a place of worship, a church is only as good as the people that provide the services that lend their time to it. She is a coordinator for our youth group that meets on Wednesdays. She's our community outreach coordinator as well. She's the head of our Sunday school. Good morning, Sister Gabriel, on this Good Friday.
Good morning, Pastor Thomas. Thank you.
It's always a blessing when I see you. You know, every we see each other too in the hallways of the church, throughout the days. You always radiate such shine, such stability. And that's why we love you in your position as head of the Sunday school. That's why we love you in your position coordinating the youth group. But Satan doesn't stop. I don't know if you saw this week, Sister Gabriel, some Satan shoes got released. Rapper Lil Nas X, he hooked up with MCCHF. They had a collaboration. Apparently, it was a non-Nike approved shoe. They had a drop of blood in the shoe. Satan's going to come under different forms. The shoe will even bury your pocket. It's over $1,000. It sold out in minutes, Sister Gabriel, the Satan shoes. Where do some of your thoughts lie on this little Nas X Satan shoes with the blood?
I mean, devil's at work.
You know, they even went as far to have words from Luke 10:18 on it as well. That states, Lord, ever the demons are the subject to us in your name. You see, they'll use the good book against us, Sister Gabriel. This morning, we also have Brother Philip. He's our musical director. He's worked with the likes of Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars, Kirk Franklin. He's even done the special masses for the Pope at the Vatican. So we're very honored to have him on this beautiful and holy Good Friday. We have Sister Kay coming to us from our sister parish in Paris. So that'll be a beautiful segment as well. She'll talk about hip-hop and the industry in its own. And of course, we have a special treat on this Good Friday at the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. We have First Lady Sister Tracy Thomas on the show with us here this Friday. For those of you that don't know who Tracy is, she's done beautiful missionary work. She's a UN representative. She has the New York best-selling book, The Truth Is Now. And of course, she has her own house of worship called the Second Corinthian Truth Baptist Church down there in Mississippi. We are honored to have her here with us on this Good Friday. First Lady Tracy, how are you doing?
Why, thank you for that introduction, Pastor Thomas. I truly appreciate it.
And also, too, I remember going down to your parish and watching you preach the word of God. And you had this beautiful piece about miracles. Speak to us a little bit about miracles on this beautiful Friday.
Well, let me tell you, miracles, they happen. I saw a video, beautiful baby was pronounced dead in Brazil. The mother was praying and crying out. And we've heard about the power of skin-to-skin contact mm-hmm. when it comes to newborns and mm-hmm. preemies. Well, let me tell you, that baby started crying in the middle of her praying mm-hmm. and testifying to the Lord. And I just wanted to say, miracles do happen. Stay faithful and don't let anything take you down.
Amen. God is good. We also have two amazing brothers joining our congregation this Friday. We have financial advisor Louis Pierre. He's going to teach us about financial literacy, because Lord knows we all want to make our money work for us, especially during these trying times through this pandemic that we all globally are facing. And of course, I have actor, entertainer, philanthropist, mentor, playwright, Mr. Troy Crossfield joining the congregation this Friday. Beautiful are we blessed. It is the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's going on, my boy? It's been a while since the last time we caught up. I see you walking with your head held down. Wait a minute. Has got your shoulders hanging to the ground, but that's okay, cause life can hurt sometimes. God gave you someone to help you fight. I got your back, and that's a fact. Whatever you need, I'll be there, just remember that.
You cry, girl, cause we all been there too. Baby girl, don't you know that you shine so bright? Let that hurt fade away and show the world your light. Don't let tragedy rob you of your smile. We're your friends and we'll be fighting right by your side. Just
this chair, work too hard, my God, I'ma play my card, I'ma leave your atmosphere, it's so toxic,
the Morning Detour, on CKUT 90.3 FM,
I'ma keep on walking, and my power, and my purpose, and that backbiting so worthless, and my faith on, and it's working, I'm one of one, and I'm certain that I won the battle, it's over, we did it, I'm Silk, I'm C, I'm P, no limit, can't stop it, it's me and Corbin in the pocket, got the plug in the socket,
they told you that you couldn't do it, cause you washed up, ain't like them bad girls said you should get your soul. But I got this plan, and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can, and I'm gonna be the boss of it. And just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go hold a strong. Supposed to be, cause I'm unstoppable. I get all the way in it. That's the way I was made, and I'm up on my business. Cause I'm unstoppable. Ain't no hoping and wishing. Say a prayer, catch a wave, then I go out and get it. Cause I can be what I want. Try it if I want. How about a king? And he won't let me fall. Cause I'm unstoppable. Nah, 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 he won't let me fall. No, no, no. Cause I'm unstoppable. I dream about it. Go get it, that's how I do it. Not in the stars, I'm not lucky, I just pray through it. Fall on my face, and I might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want.
Try it if I want, and power. winds may blow, waves won't overtake me. Tears in my eyes, but I'm still gonna survive. Cause he's incredible, he's powerful. And I will rise from the bottom cause he's unstoppable. Cause I'm unstoppable. I get all the way in it. That's the way I was made, and I'm up on my business. Cause I'm unstoppable. Ain't no hoping and wishing. Say a prayer, catch a wave, then I go out and get it. Cause I can be what I want. Try it if I want. I'm gonna try to keep it. Cause I'm unstoppable. Nah, 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 he won't let me fall.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
People, this morning on Good Friday, I look onto the world. I look onto some of the dismay, some of the evil that's going on within people's soul, within the government, within the communities. And it brings me back to Amos 5:15. Hate evil, love good, and establish justice in the gate. Perhaps the Lord God of hosts may be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. This morning, we're going to take a look at what's going on around the world. To have a better idea how we could be better people, better Christians, for ourselves and our loved ones. So in Montreal, Lester B. Pearson School Board bans the N-word. Now, people, I don't know what they're trying to do with this, but Sister Gabriel's with us, so let's walk our way through it. So the use of the N-word is now banned at all schools and centers belong to the Lester B. Pearson School Board. The resolution says that the word is denigrating and harmful to the safety and well-being of our school community and proclaims that it must never be uttered within the confines of the Lester B. Pearson School Board and its centers. That means students and teachers within the school board can no longer use the word when on school grounds or face consequences. I quote the chairperson, Noelle Burke, "We expect by taking a stand that the vast majority of teachers and students will abide by it." Now, Lorena, let me start there. How do you feel about this? Do you think, so now this is the school board passing this resolution, right? Do you think it's late? Do you think it's apropos? Do you think it's going to have the impact that they hope it shall have?
Well, I think we've been asking to have it removed in the history lessons and things of that nature in books and stuff. So I think that's right. I think there's going to be a problem when it comes to students using the word. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to see how that works out. But I mean, it is a change. It's starting. I don't know if it's going to work.
Right.
But
I would like to also preface as well that the school board has no say in what the individual schools do as well. You know, the commissioners cannot impose nothing to the school. The commissioners can only provide resolutions and hopefully the schools adopt these resolutions. They have no power, to be honest with you. I'm going to quote Chairperson Noel Burke as well. He goes on to state, "There are behavior policies in each school, and we would hope that they take this policy to heart. As a staff, consequences, there is complaint procedure, and if a situation does arise, it will be determined on a case-by-case basis." Now, I ask you guys, my congregation, what about the black kids, Sister Gabriel? What about the group of black kids that have kind of migrated this word and made it their own and use it in their Ebonics as well? So what are they going to do? They're going to chastise the black kids when they use the N-word amongst themselves? So word that they use to chastise us, that we have taken upon ourselves, and we've taken the power away from the word now. Now they banned the word finally, what, 80 years too late? What's going to happen when the black kids are caught saying it? Are we going to suspend these kids? Are we going to expel these kids for a word that you guys created?
What we need to make sure doesn't happen, that they're getting like the short end of the stick, the black kids. Mm. And I also still see some teachers still using this word.
Yes.
I know it's going to happen because I feel like that quote would be just fluff. So, I mean, we'll see, but I do feel like this is going to be harder for the black students.
And once again, it's a school board resolution. Each individual school still has to take it upon themselves to enforce this resolution or policy. More to come in this, I assure you people. Still sticking with the schools, potentially toxic mass distributed in schools and daycares in Quebec. So the gray and blue SNN 2642 mask should no longer be used, warned Quebec and Ottawa. So now after months of using these masks, people, they found out these masks ain't the one. One model of the mask distributed to Quebec schools and daycares may be dangerous for the lungs as they could contain a potentially toxic material, according to a directive sent out by the provincial government last Friday. So Radio-Canada has obtained documents showing Health Canada warned of the potential for early pulmonary toxicity. Damn. From the SNN 200-642 masks, which are made in China and sold and distributed by Metalifer, a Quebec-based manufacturer. So some daycare educators have been suspicious of these gray and blue masks for a while because they felt like they were swallowing cat hair while wearing them. What is going on? How are you, Sister Gabriel? How are you wearing a mask and you feel like you have cat hair in your mouth? Health Canada conducted a preliminary risk assessment which revealed the potential for early lung damage associated with the inhalation of microscopic graphene particles. Graphene is a strong, very thin material that is used in fabrication, but it can be harmful to lungs when inhaled and can cause long-term health problems. People, we need to get these masks off the market. This is a problem. Johnson & Johnson. Now, I don't know why anybody has faith in Johnson & Johnson, but here we are. Johnson & Johnson says batch of COVID-19 vaccines failed quality check. Now, I've been on the pulpits Sunday in, Sunday out, letting you people know if they can't get the baby products right, how can we trust them with a vaccine? If they can't get the baby products right, how can we trust them with a vaccine, Sister Gabriel? The drug maker didn't say how many were lost, and it wasn't clear how the problem would impact future deliveries. So a vaccine ingredient made by Emergent BioSolutions, one of 10 companies that Johnson & Johnson is using to speed up manufacturing of its recently approved vaccine, did not meet quality standards. Johnson & Johnson said the Emergent BioSolutions factory involved had not yet been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to make part of the vaccine. So you're using all these subcontractors to move ahead, to speed up the vaccine. And they haven't even passed all the protocols. They haven't passed all the risk assessment.
I think there we could say it is greed.
Emergent, which has been producing a bulk drug substance at one of its factories in Baltimore, declined to comment. I told y'all, we must watch in who we place our faith. Johnson & Johnson is not it. With COVID-19 variant cases on the rise, what do experts recommend? So just as vaccination drives are picking up steam across Canada, deadlier and possibly more transmissible COVID-19 variants are spiking up infection rates among Canadians. It's very concerning, Dr. Susie Hota, Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at University of Health Network, Toronto, told Global News on Wednesday. The impact of transmission when it comes to the variants of concern is far greater, she said. Adding that we need more than just ramped up vaccination efforts to combat the super spreaders. The last couple weeks, everybody's been getting vaccinated. Obviously, we started off with our elderly. Now you're telling me now, my understanding now, Sister Gabriel, people are getting vaccinated for something else. Not even for this variant. Mm-mm. And according to our health professionals, our health leaders, this variant is different. Satan comes under different forms, people. Different variations. It brings us to ask the question, does that mean we're looking at another nationwide lockdown? Dr. Hoda says it's possible. Luina, what are your thoughts on if the whole of Canada goes into a lockdown due to this variant?
I'm a little at a loss for words. So I think we just need to pray.
Good Friday here. First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. Pastor Thomas, Sister Gabriel. God is good. He will give us a way. If we give faith, he will show us a way. We are looking at some pretty frightening times in the healthcare system. Even if we have a strict lockdown in place starting today, Dr. Hoda quotes. In Montreal, COVID-19 situation is stable, but five regions are seeing a bad trend. So we have Outaouais, Capitale Nationale, Chaudière-Appalaches, Lac-Saint-Jean, and Bas-Saint-Laurent. Five orange zones in Quebec could soon surpass Montreal in terms of new coronavirus cases, Premier François Legault confirmed in a press conference on March 30th. The Premier said the COVID-19 situation in Montreal remains stable compared to the five regions, which saw a strong increase since being designated orange zones. And we're still not talking about the variant, people. We're still not talking about the variant. Quebec is going to increase police presence during Easter weekend, the holiest of weekends. Premier François Legault confirmed that there will be an increased police presence during Easter weekend in Quebec in order to discourage private gatherings. He issued a stern reminder to all Quebecers that it's not a good idea to have family parties or invite your friends over. The Premier reminded the province that private gatherings are still not allowed. Legault said he would enlist the Minister of Public Security to make sure our police officers are very present during Easter weekend. Our Prime Minister, François Legault, goes on to state that the problems are not the rules in place, but the people who don't follow them. People, this morning, I wanna just dissect that a little bit with you, Sister Gabriel. He says the problems are not the rules in place, but the people who don't follow them. We've seen examples of this in the good book. When Job didn't want to adhere to God, when the people didn't want to listen to Moses when he had the ark. We've seen examples of this before. I think a lot of the issues with the rules in place that a lot of people are having a hard time wrapping their head around it. For example, the issue with the mask. They're saying this COVID-19 is one of the most deadliest viruses we've ever had as a world virus. And then you look at people that do mining. You're looking at people that do construction. You look at people that work at the CDC. And look at their mask. Look at their industrial mask. And you're telling me this little sheet is going to protect me from the deadliest virus. These are some of the inconsistencies in the mistrust that people have with the health organization, that people have with the government, because certain things are not adding up. A lot of conspiracy theorists feel this is part of a plan. The only plan that should matter to anybody is that the meek shall inherit the earth. If you follow his law, all good things shall happen. Sister Gabriel, do you think people have a problem with the rules, or people just have a problem disbelieving the effectiveness of the rules in place?
I think they don't believe the effectiveness. We've gone through this many times for different holidays. So I think people are just fed up. And unfortunately, people will be gathering this Easter weekend. So we'll see. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some information from the government, from the police, with the presence that's happening this weekend. Mm-mm-mm.
The wicked. I remember when I was at preschool and I was learning the book, really understanding the good book. Because they say, if you understand the book, you understand Jesus. You understand God. Everything is there in front of you. The wicked never rest. So, man charged with second-degree murder in Montreal after allegedly beating his girlfriend to death. So, a Montreal man is facing a new charge of second-degree murder after allegedly beating up his girlfriend, who later died of her injuries. Brandon McIntyre, 32, was initially charged with aggravated assault and breaking conditions in the March 20 attack after 29-year-old Rebecca Harry was found unconscious in a residence on Des Oblast Street in LaSalle. McIntyre appeared in Montreal courtroom last Friday to face the upgraded murder charge. Court records also show he's also facing an assault on another woman on the same day of the attack on his girlfriend. Satan never rests. Harry's killing comes on the heels of a rise in the deadly domestic violence cases in Quebec. Her death is the seventh case of a man killing their female partners in the province in the last 7 weeks. For people looking for support in situations of domestic violence, they can call the SOS hotline at 1-800-363-9010, 1-800-363-9010, or by visiting the SOS Violence Conjugale website. Also, for those that are in the know, here at the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour, every Saturdays, We offer counseling for those. Even though you're not a parishioner, this counsel is open to everybody in our community. We are here to help. It's never too late for a change. It's never too late to move on. In other news as well, you know, the mind and body should come one in one with the spirit. Quebec gyms. A Quebec gym was shut down after 68 cases of COVID-19 were identified. 68 cases, Lorena. What gym is this? The government cited several alleged sanitary shortcomings. The health authority claims there was no check for the presence of symptoms when clients and workers arrive, a lack of social distancing among clients, and inadequate personal protection for workers on site. Oh, yes, this will bring the cases up to 68 people. This will. So these were clients of the Mega Fitness gyms are associated with at least 8 outbreaks in their workplace, says the CIUSSS. I'm very shocked. Me personally.
I'm shocked as well, because people have been waiting for these gyms to open. So it's always one person that ruins it for everybody. I mean, I feel like measures should have been put in place so that the customers going there are working out safely and follow all the guidelines, because now it's going to put a lot of pressure on the other gym owners across the province.
I was shocked and outraged by this because the fault is on the gym. Me personally, I train at 2 gyms. I train at Biner Training and I train at the Fitness Loft. And the protocols are serious. Everything is wiped down. Everything's well organized. There's the check-in. There's small groups. Everybody's social distancing. This gym, the government's going to use this as a precedent. Say, this is why we didn't want to open you guys up. But there are many gyms in Montreal. The majority of gyms in Montreal have a strict COVID-19 protocols. Everything is sanitary and everything is clean. I go to Biner Training. I go to Fitness Loft. And I've never encountered any problems. I've never caught a case of COVID-19 to date. God is good.
Amen.
Downtown Montreal, everybody's an activist these days. So if you haven't noticed, there's a giant pig that was installed in downtown Montreal to support defunding the police. So a giant paper mache piggy bank was put in downtown Montreal, Place de la Paix, on Tuesday night by local activist group Defund the SPVM to support defunding the SPVM. And to look at ways that we can reinvest this money into the community to support. The Piggy Bank Project is an interactive display that invites people to write their own ideas on how to reinvest police funding in Montreal. Activists have been critical of the city's public safety budget for 2021, which increased the SPVM budget by over $14 million. People, there are certain jobs in life, they can't be bad apples. Paramedics, doctors, police officers. There's certain professions you just can't be bad at. In all of this, Montreal police still don't want to wear body cams. In all of this, our Mayor Valupon hasn't instituted or enforced a policy to give them sensitivity training, to make them understand their community better. Sister Gabriel, do you have any thoughts? I know you work a lot in the community. I know you are our feet on the ground for the First Community Baptist Church of the Morning Detour. Do you have any thoughts in how we should reinvest some of this money? $14 million for SPVM. How should we reinvest some of this fund?
Well, Brother Thomas, if we look back on our previous issues that we've been having in this province, you can see that there's a lot of causes that can benefit from this money. When it comes to domestic abuse, a lot of the shelters are asking for help. A lot of people are crying for different things to be done when it comes to investing in our youth, investing in our youth programs, in our churches. So there's a lot of things that are happening where this money can go and help a lot of people. Even the homeless, we have a big homeless issue. They also need assistance. So there's a lot to do.
The wicked never rest. The wicked never rest.
Right now, right now, right now, right now.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Give me a reason.
In the deep end with the DCs where the slaves jumped in the coral reef. All I see reefs for over 400 ain't a feeling. My foe runner keep killing us, we gon' kill mother. Yeah. That's a born sinner. Only time I ever go female, J. Cole on it. Everything I hear got bass on it. Strings attached, Dre chronic, rat-a-tat-tat. Bullets in our back, do you love black or just listen to it? Are you for the movement? Only music. Could an only fan make a bad cop, strip his bad job, get dropped off at the cell block? Spend 25 for a life lost. That's a TikTok. I'm a wristwatch, Timex. I remember that time that X talked. By any means, must protect y'all. By any means, we gotta change laws. Families, mothers, brothers, sisters, children, fathers, kids. Talk to God, pray that we don't go off the deep end.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. Give me a reason. I've been trying not to.
I might go crazy, I might go MJ back in the 80s, back in the 90s. I might go off, or they better not try me, it might get dicey. I ain't tryna go back to the old me, I'm tryna hang on like my mama told me. Sometimes legs get weak and your arms give out and you sink to the bottom slowly. A grown man wishing that somebody hold me, never knew my daddy so nobody showed me. Taught me how to walk through the storm when your heart feel heavy and it's hard and you feeling lonely. But low key, high priest got the keys to the kingdom, high key low enough to bring him. And I need all of what he bringing, I might go off the deep end, I just need another reason, yeah, oh. I've been doing better than I was before. I walk with the limp cause I've been wrestling with the Holy Ghost. Deep in the spit but still somehow I keep on floating. Oh, thought I lost my grip but God reminded me
I've
it's holy. Oh,
nothing feels better than to know you. Nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah. And you mean the world to me. You are my everything and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it official every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games, oh, don't change, don't change. Cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
When you speak, when you speak to me, I promise I'll listen. May not always get it, but I promise to try. Cause when you speak to me, it feels right. Feels like I can do anything, everything, all things for you.
I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list.
Top of
wanna
my
walk
list.
It like I'm talking. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this.
The
you
Morning
know
Detour
all the ways to
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
So okay, here on the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM, it is time for
for the industry news, everything related to the music industry, the stars we all love, and obviously a little bit of movies and series. So, you know, we need to talk about this. The LAPD is now reportedly investigating elevator footage of Quavo and Saweetie altercation that was recently made public following the couple's split. The footage in question, as you guys, I'm pretty sure, have all seen, was released earlier this week and stems from 2020 and appears to show Saweetie swinging at Quavo. We don't really know what happened, but a lot of people are talking on social media. From there, the couple appears to struggle for an orange Call of Duty case before Saweetie pulled to the floor off the elevator. So, you know, it's a minute and a half long clip. Nobody can know for sure what happened or what was happening before or after. And in a new report from TMZ, who had originally shared the video, law enforcement sources have now confirmed that the LAPD detectives have watched the video and the departments want to meet with both Quavo and Saweetie. From there, per the report, any potential case will be handed off to the city's attorney. In March, Saweetie had confirmed on Twitter that she and Quavo had called off their relationship. So, you know, we'll keep you informed on what's going on when it comes to that case. Some news from Meek Mill. Meek Mill wants to release a new album as an NFT. So a few weeks ago, we started hearing about NFTs for the first time. So it means non-fungible token. And NFTs are the latest, the latest craze in terms of crypto in the art world. Artists including Grimes, Tory Lanez, and Azalea Banks have made millions of dollars off the new crypto art trend, setting off the hype to last for another few months as everyone tries to get involved. The latest artist to express an interest, as I mentioned, is Meek Mill, who wants to revolutionize his craft by releasing a full-length album as an NFT. Took it to Twitter to reveal that he's very interested after he's out of his record deal, that he's going to look into the possibility of partnering with a crypto company to drop a new album as an NFT. So if you don't know exactly how NFTs work and how they can be beneficial in art, music, and entertainment, we should definitely talk about this more in the Morning Detour, and we'll try to give you some more updates on that. Pretty much, The Weeknd also announced that he's releasing a new song as an NFT, and more mainstream artists, and also smaller artists, are dabbling with the trend. So, you know, it allows consumers to buy pretty much art or entertainment for themselves as an NFT directly from a store online that is set up online. So, you know, it looks like NFTs are here to stay, and I really would like to know, and I guess we'll know on our social media, how much would you guys pay for a Meek Mill NFT album? Some news from Summer Walker. It looks like Summer Walker is looking for a career change. Summer Walker, who's known in the industry as a reserved person, she previously told the public that she has social anxiety. People still ask and demand that she opens up to them. And she made it clear that her life is her business. She has made it clear that her life is her business. And, you know, on March 31st, last Wednesday, she decided to close up the month of March with a post on her Instagram story saying that she hates this job. And she was wondering why she can't just put out music without stalkers being obsessed with her private life. So she mentioned that she needed to start figuring out her next job. That would be a big loss, you know, because we love Summer Walker. But I also do understand to a certain extent that, you know, people want to have, some people want to have their privacy, and I think listeners should respect that. So hopefully, you know, things get better in that regards. And also, she had just welcomed her first child with producer London on the track, so you know, maybe she just want to have some time to herself on top of what she already has told us. Some other news when it comes to movies, 21 Savage is set to executive produce Spiral from the Book of Saw soundtrack. So Spiral from the Book of Saw is set to hit theaters on May 14th, and 21 Savage will executive produce music for the Chris Rock produced horror franchise reboot. 21 Savage has been known to implement horror movie themes in his music and cover art, and is no stranger to the genre. Last month, he released, along with Metro Boomin, a horror-inspired music video for their Savage Mode 2 single, Glock in My Lap. The movie, directed by Darren Lynn Bousman, is the 9th installment of the Saw film franchise. I'm looking forward to this movie, especially if any of you is a horror movie fan, especially if you like the Saw movies. In that case, definitely go see this. This is a reboot. Because of pandemic-related setbacks, the movie will hit the theaters and HBO Max on May 14th. Some other news when it comes to series, there's a prequel play for Game of Thrones that is in development for Broadway. So according to The Hollywood Reporter, the hit TV show is being adapted for a stage production that will run on Broadway, London's West End, and in Australia in 2023. George R. Martin will write the story alongside Duncan MacMillan, with Dominic Cook set to direct, and Simon Painter, Jonathan Senford, and Tim Lawson set to produce. So that's going to be very interesting. Pretty much they are following the steps of J.K. Rowling and her team had accomplished with the successful stage show of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child back in 2016. So pretty much in terms of the plot, we can look forward to a stage version of Game of Thrones taking place during the Great Tourney at Harrenhal. So if you're Game of Thrones fans, it's a prequel, but we will still see some of the beloved characters from the show, including Ned Stark, Robert Baratheon, and Oberyn Martell. So, you know, they want to bring Westeros to Broadway, the West End, and to Australia, and eventually to a stage near everyone. And, you know, I think it would be great. I'm waiting to see how they can incorporate, you know, the Game of Thrones universe in a play setting, but definitely something that would be very interesting to look at. And earlier this week, news had surfaced that George R. Martin had signed a new 5-year deal in the mid 8-figure range with HBO and HBO Max, as several Game of Thrones spin-offs are in development, with one already having been greenlit. So we can look forward to some Game of Thrones spin-offs. I know a lot of people were very excited. I know a lot of people were wondering if it was too much, maybe, but we will keep you updated on everything that is going to happen with that. And on that note, this was all I had for the industry news and everything related to movies. This was Soul K on the Morning Detour on CKAT 90.3 FM.
Hey, I hit the block, yeah. I'm talking holy when I say I push the rock, yeah. I keep it moving, it's a movement, can't be stopped, yeah. My life a movie, must be why they trying to plot, yeah. They must forgot, yeah, yeah. God is popping the billy, no stopping. I'm hopping the cop and I'm living like poof. Really, I got it with no other option. You living in Gotham where I live in truth. Ooh, really, they think it's all like I'm Timmy. Yeah, talking that life, I'm like, gimme. Yeah, I live forever and Finny. We gon' live forever now. We gon' live forever now.
Zealous, you can't tell a thing. Yelling, yes, I ain't no fetish for amphetamine. Ain't no day or expiration, it's dead of a green. Death is heading for us, but we yelling with a sting. Bump a song, but my soul never foul out. Call me Paul, cause it's all, it got sold out. All the glory out with how, you got howled out. Second birthday, my death, they was piled out. Do my pride in the red, count it all out. Spit the seeds so my path has been wild out. Ask me why I'm feeling bold, cause I've been delivered. I bow down to him who killed the killer.
We gon' live forever now. We gon' live forever now.
And nerf the crib, still in the field, trying to go kick the squeal. I'm on the grill, trying to go flip the ribs. Lot of respect from vets, I told you we next, I'm calling my deal. Waited around for numbers to leave the house, they running the spot. Used to go do some money when I was at Stevenson, then we got caught. No one believe in Jesus, 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 why would I not? Even though that what I said, they shaking their head, but get what I got. I got the faith with me, for real. Give me the plate, to grace, the meal. Look in the sky, the bit reveal. Give us some depth to make the deal. He got the slug of Louisville. I'm with the guy from Pleasant Hill. And I came in with the soldiers. You better not run up on one of these.
We gon' live forever now. We gon' live forever now.
Yeah, he brought my mom's out of the rack. Yeah, brought my pops out of the hood. Isn't he good? How can I forget this? My calling, name and capping. You can bang that weave and snapping. Love for me is automatic. Yeah, it's Jesus over status. Hey, yeah, now me and my mom is good. Crazy, I waited for this moment. Bless that son of stud. Even if God didn't do it, homie, I knew he could. I'm steady winning over demons like I know I would. Oh,
I gotta testify. Yeah, I'm so free. Got
gotta live for him with the rest of my life. Sometimes you just don't see it when he blessing your life. Don't wanna miss it no more. Got my knees to the floor. Yeah, it's time to go to war.
I had so much on my mind I could have blacked out. I was working at the store to the trash out.
I found true beauty in the rain. I found true peace in the pain. Put my whole life on the line for him. When you live for him, you
we
die for him.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I can't be a woman here.
Montreal singer-songwriter Adelaya is on the rise. Listen to her critically acclaimed debut album, What We Say in Private, and follow-up EP, Woman Here, now available on all platforms. Follow her to be the first to hear when new music drops. Learn more at adaleamusic.com. Funded by Factor.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
This Friday, we're pulling out the red carpet. This Friday, we have Black Canadian royalty in the building. I call him the Canadian Tyler Perry, but he might just do a little bit more. He's an actor. He's an entertainer. He's a mentor. He's an educator. He's a playwright. And on top of it, he's also a philanthropist. I want to pull out the red carpet on the Morning Detour this morning. Mr. Troy Crossfield. How you doing, King?
Oh, man. King, good, man. Appreciate you, King, man. Man, I'm just loving this moment, man. You know, we out here and just, you know, just doing the work humbly and just really, you know, appreciative and grateful and thankful every single day, man, that I'm alive, able to share my gifts and talents with those around me. So let's get into it, man.
Okay, look, let's get into it. So a lot of people know you from Abandoned Souls, The Love Below, the intro, the short film. Recently, you were the star in the winner of the short film, The Talk by Travell Simpson. Great, great, great piece. I want to ask you this. Do you still remember that first acting job you got? And if so, what was it?
Yo, all right. Let me run it down real quick. So, yo, and this goes again, being a multi-hyphenate, whatever. I actually started in modeling. You know, I did some modeling work before. And there was this company called Lifestyle Entertainment. Right. In Bro. And how it worked was, like, I auditioned for modeling. Mm-hmm. And then one of their actors got sick and couldn't do the part. So they're like, hey, do you want to come on board as an actor? I was like, heck yeah. Because, like, I was always dibbling and dabbling, you know what I mean? Acting, home and all that kind of stuff. But, like, that was, like, eons ago. So my first role was in a theater production. Shoot, I can't remember the actual title of it. But yeah, that was that. I always remember that time, man. And I was always the funny guy. And then I got later on, you know. So yeah, it was a ride, man.
you know, we were speaking off air. You know, a lot of people like to downplay acting, but it's actually harder than it seems, right? I know you were saying that it's just the communication, but when you have to do different emotional scenes, like when you have to be mad, when you got to be sad, is it tough for you to transition or to have learned that skill?
Man, so let me say this: that, like, I really started acting like last year, this year. I mean, I've been for years, but, like, and what I was really telling myself this year, man, like, you have to really train for this stuff, you know? Acting is a muscle, you know what I mean? Like, and for me, you know, whether it's sad, whether it's emotional, and, you know, even studying is reading, Power of the Actor, like, this concept here in this book is about, like, using things that you've gone through in your past trauma, past issues, and using it towards your character. So some folks do that. Some folks method act. For me, I was acting on my own skill and level of abilities that I had, but kind of like being great at ball, but, like, you're not practicing every day.
Right.
Really, yeah, it started training these last couple of years and really finding the importance in investing in myself, you know what I mean? In my craft. So acting is easy because it's just communication, but there is a lot of work to actually become an actor and, like, you know what I mean? Like, really on that next level. I'm trying to be Denzel, you know what I'm saying?
No, listen, I saw pictures of you down at Tyler Perry Studios. I'm like, you're already in the circle. You got the face, you got the acting chops. You're in the circle. Let's run through some of your philanthropic work, because, you know, most people that are actors and entertainers, they just do that. But you're like, you know what? Let me give back. Let me go back a little bit. Let me reach out to the community. So you created it. You're the founder of the award-winning Crossfield House Productions. It's a production company that brings to the world the stories of Black Canadians through the art of theater and film. We so needed this. So I want to tell you here, thank you so much for creating this. No, the education system was not doing it for us. They don't teach us how to write grants to get the film grants and all of that. So we needed establishments, institutions like the Crossfield House Production Company to give voices to Black Canadians that have creative ideas. What made you start this?
Man, it's a love that I've always had for theater and film. Like, you know, I was in over like 30 theater productions, you know what I'm saying? Other people's short films. But what I started to notice that, like, I found that, like, the companies that I was working with, some of the folks had to stop because of funding. Some folks had to stop because of, like, other dreams and goals they were pursuing because of family and all this kind of stuff. And, like, it just always left me to a point where, like, man, like, I would literally be waiting on others to restart their thing. Yeah. And I was like, yo, I want to take that into my own hands. So, and it's no disrespect to anybody, but, like, I want to wait, and I also want to create jobs and opportunities for others. So let me take the torch where they handed me, you know what I'm saying, baton, and run in my direction. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start this company because, you know what I mean? Because there's not a lot of opportunities for Blacks here.
First
of all, I mean, being in Canada, and there is not a lot of production companies or whatever who can produce. And we were just going through our film budgets last night. Shout out to my main partner, Sharon. We were going through our film budget last night. Like, yo, this stuff is expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them again, Troy. No, because
you know what I mean? But, like, you know, the whole goal of us to do this is because, like, yo, like, we want to be able to pay others. We want people to chase their dreams in this way because, like, you know, there's so much talent in Canada, so much unlocked talent. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just feel like people here, we have comfortable ceiling. You know what I mean? In the U.S., it's like, yo, I'm going to go hard at this or there's nothing.
Yeah.
Canada's like, I can go back and get a job. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just create this company, really, like, push the limits on the ceiling in Canada and also take it to the U.S. and just create jobs and opportunities like what Tyler Perry's doing, man. That's all I want to do. And, like, I want to tell other people's stories as well, too, not just my own.
Yeah.
I want to tell your stories. I want to tell, you know what I mean, so many Black women's stories, like, you know, like, we just want to be, shoot, man, I want to tell white people's stories through the Black people's lens.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's important.
We have great,
you know?
Yeah, we have great creators. We have great playwrights. We have great production people in the Black community. So it's dope that you've created this platform. Now we can push. But that wasn't enough. Troy, you was like, you know what? It wasn't enough for me to start the Crossfield House production. I read up that you have a pub deal, a songwriting pub deal with Sony ATV and the rapper actor Ludacris. What's going on? You make music too? Yeah. What's going on? You manage music too? Nah, stop it.
Yo, I love your energy, bro. Wow.
What is going on, Troy? You like a multi-head dragon. Talk to me about this publishing deal with Sony and Ludacris.
Man, so years ago, I got it early. You know what I mean? Like, I understood that, like, you know, at the time, it's different now because of Drake and the whole shift in Toronto. But years ago, I understood that, like, you have to go where your dreams are at. You know what I'm saying? So years ago, I moved to, first I was living in New York for a little bit, was with a group, R&B group. Then I came, you know, we had interest with Def Jam, all this kind of stuff. Came back home to Toronto, things didn't work out. And then years later, went to Atlanta. And this was when I was with a group called Untitled, just doing some songwriting for them. I had met some people and we went to Atlanta. And then my wife now, my girlfriend at the time, Quinn, she came with us as well too. So went to Atlanta, sat down with some folks we met, and then boom, they're like, yo, we want to sign you guys right away, you know? And they were like, yo, do you want to join the group? Because I was rapping at the time. My nickname back then was Joe Louie. I had like a few songs on the radio, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? But like, I put the artists for me on the back burner because, like, I always want to see my people successful. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what? Let me just focus on the songwriting and everything with you guys and, like, just make sure that everything, you know what I mean, is going to be successful. And, like, I feel like
I'd be a distraction at the time if I want to be an artist too. Like, you know what I mean? So running around with Quinn, running with Untitled. So then pretty much got the deal. You know what I mean? It was an American deal through Disturbing the Peace and Sony ATV. And then now Disturbing the Peace is kind of like, you know, in their, Disturbing the Peace is still there, but it's all Sony ATV right now in terms of. So yeah, signed that deal years ago. So yeah, man, certified songwriter. And like, yeah, doing music and I love it, you know?
Look at this guy, make good music. When do you find time to manage Jaden Lewis? And I actually like his music as well. And Swagger Wright. I haven't listened to Swagger Wright yet, but I've heard Jaden Lewis. When do you find time to manage these acts?
Right now, in this interview. It's so funny because your shows is called The Morning The Detour, and this EP is coming on Friday, and it's actually called The Detour.
Can you send me some music? Can I feature some music on the show?
I'm gonna send you some music for sure. My days, man, honestly, like, boom, I wake up, spend time with God. Boom, I got work all day today. And Swag is like a serious, like, 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's always stuff I got to approve for marketing and everything like that. Whereas Jaden is in development. So for him, it's like, okay, cool. We got to get the songs right. He got to be in the studio. But Swag is like a moving train. You know what I'm saying? So in my day, I have my team, my assistant, my operations manager, Rachel from Crown Management. She handles stuff for me. So it's really all a balancing act because honestly, two things I can't do. I can't be in the studio every day with Swag or with Jaden, but it's more so handling the operations, the admin of things, you know?